You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Cottet. Federal officials have given leaders in seven western states a new charge to commit to an unprecedented level of conservation and do it before a deadline later this summer. Now, without major cutbacks in water use, the nation's two largest reservoirs are in danger of reaching critically low levels. KUNC's Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Camille Kalimlim-Tuden came to a Senate hearing with a prognosis, a goal, and a threat. First, the prognosis.
There's so much to this that is unprecedented, and that is true. But unprecedented is now the reality and a normal in which reclamation must manage our systems. A warmer, drier West is what we are seeing today.
The Colorado River's big reservoirs, Lakes Mead and Powell, are at record lows. To keep them from dropping further and setting off a region-wide water crisis, Tuden set the goal.
Between 2 and 4 million acre feet of additional conservation is needed just to protect critical levels in 2023.
To compare, the entire state of Colorado uses a little more than 2 million acre feet from the river each year. Tuden finished her remarks with the threat. If the seven states that rely on the Colorado River can't cut their own use, the federal government is prepared to do it for them. She's giving them 60 days to craft a deal.
I think this call is to everyone.
Colby Pellegrino is the deputy general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, which supplies the Las Vegas Valley.
If you're using Colorado River water in any way, you should be internalizing how you can help solve the problem.
Agriculture uses the vast majority of the Southwest's scarce water supplies. Pellegrino says cities like Las Vegas have been able to grow in population while keeping their water use in check. And she says even if spigots in her city, Phoenix, and Los Angeles are turned off, the river still has a supply-demand problem.
You can get rid of all of the municipal use and you still don't get to 2 to 4 million acre feet. So it's going to require all sectors to participate.
Cajoling all the basin's big water users to participate is no small feat. Many still feel like their water rights are legally protected and doubt that the federal government really has the authority to force conservation on the states.
What we have observed as the deep risk is now no longer on the horizon, no longer at the curb, it is now at the front door.
Chuck Cullum leads the Upper Colorado River Commission. States in that group, Colorado, Wyoming, New Mexico, and Utah, have a history of struggling to commit to specific conservation goals when it comes to the river's management. Several have projects in the works that would end up increasing their reliance on its waters.
And we should manage everyone's expectations on where the solutions can come from. Since the lower basin has the most significant volume of uses, then it makes sense that that's where most of the solution comes from.
States in the Colorado River Basin have taken longer to come up with plans to conserve less water. So a plan to save millions of acre feet and just 60 days to put it together? Sarah Porter says that'll be really hard. She's a water policy researcher at Arizona State University.
I expect that there will just have to be action by the Department of Interior as was essentially threatened.
Even though the amount of water is tremendous, Porter says this announcement shouldn't come as a surprise. Hotter and drier conditions have plagued the basin for more than two decades. She says if water managers had started cutting their use earlier, this might have been avoided.
It might have been easier in years past to hope maybe, yeah, it's been terrible for the last 2 years, but maybe next year it will be better. Now it's been terrible for 3 years. Maybe next year it will be better. Well, we're finally at a point where we can't say that.
Porter says it'll be hard for states to make plans without some more clarity on the actual amount of water they need to conserve. The bottom line, demands for the Colorado River's water need to shrink. But figuring out who gets less and when is up for intense debate this summer. I'm Alex Hager in Boulder, Colorado.
And this story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, which is produced by KUNC, and it is supported by the Walton Family Foundation.